The following political broadcast is paid for by the Warren for Governor Clubs. We present Mr. Otha D. Warren of Hastings, Iowa, candidate for the Democratic nomination for Governor of Iowa. Mr. Warren.
My friends, I am very happy indeed to have this opportunity of greeting my Democratic associates all over Iowa in a statement that I am making at the conclusion of this campaign. As you people know, I have been a candidate during the past few weeks for the Democratic nomination for Governor of Iowa. It has been my pleasure to do this because I have some very specific reasons for getting into this campaign. I think Iowa needs a progressive governor. I think it needs a progressive program. I think I've had enough experience in legislative and in government work that I can do a good job as governor of this state. And I am confident of the fact, after canvassing and traveling over this state for a good many weeks now, that I can be elected to the governorship of Iowa in November. There are a few very important things at the conclusion of this campaign that I think I should call your attention to. First and foremost, I regret very much that it has been impossible for Mrs. Warren and my elder daughter, Martha, to be with us more in this campaign. Martha's in high school. She's an active 4-H club girl. We live on the farm, you know, about 2.5 miles northwest of Hastings. That, in turn, is about 35 miles east of Council Bluffs in Mills County, Iowa. Our family has lived there now for 96 years on the same farm. My two daughters, Martha and Rebecca, are the fifth generation of children to be brought up on that interesting old farm of ours that we love so well. I'm very happy to report to my friends throughout the state in the farming business that the farm today is producing more than it produced when it was first broken out of prairie sod in the spring of 1855. So our stewardship of that land has not, in my opinion, been too bad. We have done a good job, in our opinion at least, of taking care of Iowa's greatest asset, her soil. Now, in connection with this campaign for governor, there are a few other things that I would like to clear up. During the course of it, my opponent has made some statements in regard to it that I think I should comment upon briefly. First, of course, is a rather amusing statement that appeared some time ago about the Hastings lawyer. Now, of course, my friends, I didn't know there was anything wrong with lawyers. I've got a lot of fine lawyer friends. I have a very fine young lawyer friend, Mr. Dale Spencer of Des Moines, a young Democrat here who has been managing our office in this city. Not a very pretentious office, as I understand it. I haven't had the opportunity of seeing it because I've been too busy in the field and too busy at the farm to take any time to go up and see it. But Dale's been doing a good job and is quite a capable young Democrat. So that's one of the points that I would like to remind you of. However, there is a very basic issue apparently at stake in this campaign. My very worthy opponent has referred to me as Otha Warren and his tribe of old Democrats. Well, now, folks, I'm just visiting with you this evening, and it has been my privilege to be a member of what I think is a mighty fine crowd of Democrats, old and young, for many years in the state of Iowa and in this nation. It was my privilege to campaign for the legislature in 1928, to support the Democratic ticket over a long period of years. It was my privilege to participate in the movement of the Democratic organization in the early days of that legislative career of mine, to lay the groundwork for progressive government in this state that followed under Democratic governors. It was also my privilege to go to Congress in 1932 as a kid of 29 from a Republican district in southwest Iowa. I beat these reactionary Republicans in this state, you know, five different times. And if you nominate me for governor in June, I am satisfied that I can defeat them again. Because I do not believe that they are very well satisfied with the conservative stewardship of Iowa that has occurred under 14 years of Republicanism in this state. And I think they're looking for some constructive, progressive leadership, and I believe I can give it to them. I've had a lot of progressive Republican friends in southwest Iowa that have demonstrated their loyalty to me over a long period of time, and I think they're going to stand with me. I'm perfectly willing, my friends, to oppose any candidate that our good friends would like to offer us, because after all said and done, you know, they are all part and parcel of the same conservative organization that has, in my opinion, failed rather miserably to give you constructive and progressive legislation in this state. Now, right along this line, they're talking about what they're going to do with the various phases of Iowa's program. They're talking about what they're going to do for Social Security in this state. Well, now, my friends, I was a member of that so-called old tribe that helped to lay the plans for the first Social Security legislation that Iowa ever had under Democratic administrations. We gave you the first old age pension law you ever had in the state of Iowa. We gave you the first Social Security legislation that you ever had in this state. And I don't want you to forget it. And I don't want you to forget that I was part and parcel of that tribe or that group of what I consider high-thinking, capable, far-seeing Democrats who gave you that kind of legislation in this state. It was also my privilege to be part and parcel of the constructive group of progressive-thinking Democrats who helped lay down some of the other phases of this program. Take, for example, the condition of our banking structure in Iowa in 1932 when a Democratic governor took over. We passed emergency legislation immediately to reestablish the soundness of the financial structure of banking in Iowa and give the farmers an opportunity to be refinanced in this state. We also gave you the first highway patrol that you ever had under Mrs. Alex Miller, a very capable woman. And I believe firmly in the recognition of capable women in the government of the state of Iowa. We haven't had enough of them in years past because they're the best workers we have and certainly fine, deserving American citizens who should take more active part in their government. Now, there are some other things in connection with that program that I would like to remind you of, specifically my own campaign issues. I have been asked by labor where I stand with reference to labor legislation. My friends, after 6 years in Congress, I challenge any member of the United States House of Representatives, any Democrat in Iowa, to offer to organize labor a better record than I have to offer them. So they should know that I certainly intend, as governor of Iowa, to give them a square deal, to recommend to the legislature the repeal of 109 and 111. I also want to remind you that as a farmer and a farm producer for my entire lifetime, that I am vitally interested in another very fundamental thing in Iowa, and that's soil and water conservation. I've given a good account of my stewardship and my administration of the farm that I own at the present time, where Mrs. Warren and my elder daughter Martha are tonight. Rebecca is here in the studio with me. She's been campaigning with me for the past few weeks since her country school was out. And I want to remind you that I believe in a coordinated flood control and soil and water conservation program for the state of Iowa. I think we can have it under a progressive Democratic governor, and that's what I'm going to be if I'm nominated and elected to the governorship of this state, and I think I can be. I believe that we're going to win and win decisively, not only in June, but we're going to win in November. I want to remind you also that I think our conservative Republican leadership have failed miserably to give you a constructive road program in time to save the crumbling highways of the state of Iowa. Just think of it. After 14 years, they now say that they have at last a road program that will take care of our problems in this state. My friends, don't you forget that you should have had it 10 years ago, and if you'd have had progressive Democratic leadership in this state, you would have had it. If I'm elected governor, I'm going to recommend to the legislature that you get some action on it. Now, in connection with flood control, I want to mention in just a little more detail the fact that I think we need a coordinated program for the Des Moines River Valley. We need cooperation to develop a full and complete program in all of its facets. I would also remind you, in connection with our farm-to-market roads, that our present administration and past administrations of Iowa have constantly told the farmers they were going to get you out of the mud. But we have thousands of them who are still in the mud. I think we can have an expanded farm-to-market road program that will get a lot of farmers out of the mud in this state, and that's what I'm going to recommend action on immediately if I'm elected governor of this state, and I believe I will be. Now, in connection with education, some people have asked me where I stood on education. I belong to that group of fine progressive Democrats who believes in the principles of the Democratic Party as advanced pertaining to education. Thomas Jefferson, for example, has given to you the first suggestion of free public schools in the United States. He was charged with being a socialist at that time. But that gives you a little of the history and the background of the Democratic Party's stand on education. I call it to your attention because, my friends, I want you to know that the Democratic Party has always stood for progress in education. It has always stood for liberal legislation in connection with labor. It has always stood for a square deal for the working people, including the teachers of this state. I expect to recommend expansion of the Social Security program to give more adequate and competent care of our teaching profession in this state. I want to remind you that the people themselves should always rule in these matters, and I expect to stand for that principle. Now, in connection with some of the other phases of state legislation, I would recall to you, for example, that your primary road system has been entirely inadequate by virtue of the fact that we have failed to provide adequate funds out of the federal appropriations. We should and could have an additional $40 million from the federal government if we had cooperation on the part of the administration with the federal government, another thing that I certainly expect to carry out as governor of this state. I believe in that capacity that I can get cooperation from the federal government with reference to housing. At least I intend to ask the legislature of this state to cooperate with the federal government in order to give the veterans and the low wage scale group adequate housing in this great state of ours. I believe also that we should have passed on the statute books a civilian volunteer defense corps to take care of the emergencies that might arise in connection with floods, in connection with military attacks, and all such things that might arise in the state of Iowa. But there was not enough leadership in the reactionary Republican Party to give you those things in this state. Now, if I am nominated governor, and I believe I will be next Monday, I expect to ask every single Democrat in Iowa to go to work. We are, in my opinion, a majority party in this state. We have functioned in the past without sufficient emphasis upon organization. And I believe that I can revitalize that organization and get results in November. I want to remind you that when I take over as governor of the state, I expect to call important and leading progressive Democrats from all over Iowa to assist me with that program. Now, in concluding these remarks, I appreciate very much this opportunity of speaking to you in the closing hours of the campaign. As a candidate for governor of this state on the Democratic ticket, I will give you a vigorous and hard-hitting campaign. I know these reactionary Republicans who have been leading this state for the past 14 years. I know them so well because I have worked side by side with them. I have opposed them in their conservatism. I have helped my Democratic associates in times past, of which I am proud, to lay down the foundation stones for the New Deal that started in Iowa, for progressive government that was started in Iowa, and for the progressive program nationally as a member of Congress. So that with that kind of a background, I think you can be certain of the fact, when I am elected governor, that I will carry out the same principles that I have stood for throughout my service in the Iowa legislature, throughout my service in Congress. I have appreciated deeply this opportunity to visit with you. I only wish in our travels over the state and the many speeches we have made that it had been possible for me to have reached all of you and greeted you personally. But since it has not, this is the best that I can do. I thank you very much indeed, and I will certainly appreciate your vote.
You have been listening to Mr. Ulfa D. Warren of Hastings, Iowa, candidate for the Democratic nomination for governor of Iowa. This broadcast time was paid for by the Warren for Governor Clubs.
WHO and WHO-FM, Des Moines.